What you didn't miss, I can't think of a thing you missed.
What time did you say it was?
It's 2:15. You got another, or you got more on that place?
Well, I just want to ask you.
We can go to 2:30. You can miss some memory stuff. Use your brain and ask when you can remember it. What else you want to know?
Well,
we got an interesting place down here in Louisiana. I tell you, we got one of the odd states, and there's a lot of things down here and different customs that you don't have in the other states, and that's why the people come down here and want to interview you, you know?
When you turn on a light at night, what would come around and get around it? What do you call those things that would float around the light at night?
Well,
when you try and catch them.
I know, it's a common name. I don't know if it's correct. There's light bugs. And then them old things light up, go out in the woods, you know? What do you call them?
Yeah.
I forget the names of those things. That's part of my old age. It comes to me, but not for the moment, you know?
What would you call those things that used to eat mosquitoes all the time? You know, they had a long, thin body and big.
Oh, mosquito hawks.
Uh-huh.
They come in August, but now the seasons have changed since these men went up in the air, and I think these different gases have affected the atmosphere and the climate. We got them right now, and they never used to show up before the month of August.
Yeah.
They're harmless, though, but then we have the locust.
Yeah.
You rub his stomach or some part and he sings, the kids used to like to catch him, tickle him on the belly, you know, and they squawk.
What do you call those things that jump around in the grass?
Grasshoppers. The frogs jump around.
Yeah. These kind of things get in your clothes, you know, and they'll eat up.
Moth. That's the enemy of the white man, of humanity, rather. You got to keep your blankets and all that put away for the summer, the moth, and your nice coat, your camel hair coat or something.
These things.
Friend of mine, her mother had just bought a nice coat and she passed away. And I used to belong to plenty of clubs, and among this was Protestant babies they put out for adoption.
Yeah.
And these mamas were stout like I was. I've lost 12 pounds, I'm glad of it. But when she died, they'd think of me and offer it to me. Well, I didn't get mad. They were friends of mine, you know, and they were, had the tags on them yet. They were brand new. So I got a beautiful brown coat, and I got a Geographic magazine that month, and all about this fur. It's up in the Andes Mountains, and it's like the antelope, or like, and now what the devil's the name of that? I can't remember that name. But it's a beautiful, it's cloth, but it weighs $300-$400. I gotta put a hem in, it's too long for me. I'm so darn short, I gotta shorten everything.
Hmm.
I can't reach certain things, I'm small.
But these things are called what, that'll come in and get your clothes?
Moth, M-O-T-H. You should have thought of that on the recording thing.
Yeah.
You got some left on there?
Now what kind of stinging insects do you know about?
What?
What kind of stinging insects? You know about?
We have ordinary singing.
Stinging.
They try to stick those
stinging.
What's the name of that?
Stinging insect.
Oh. Well, the mosquito sings.
Yeah.
This lightning bug sings a little bit, I believe. And the bee sings. That's their way of communication.
No, stinging, you know. Bite you?
Oh.
Have you ever gotten?
Yeah, a friend of mosquito, he'll eat you up almost. One stings me, I'm finished for the evening. That's why I used to go out to the lake with my, when July and August would come, I said, now you gotta go out there by yourself, because I ain't going out there, that old mosquito get a hold of me. Oh, they really hurt you. It lasts about all evening, would last me. They suck the blood out of you.